Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 22nd chapter, text number 25, given in October of 1992 in Vrindavan, India.
Translation. The devotee should gradually increase the culture of devotional service by constant hearing of the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These pastimes are like ornamental decorations on the ears of devotees. By rendering devotional service and transcending the material qualities, one can easily be fixed in transcendence in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. This verse is especially mentioned to substantiate the devotional process of hearing the subject matter. A devotee does not like to hear anything other than subjects dealing with spiritual activities or the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can increase our propensity for devotional service by hearing Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam from realized souls. The more we hear from realized souls, the more we make advancement in our devotional life. The more we advance in devotional life, the more we become detached from the material world. The more we become detached from the material world, as advised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the more we increase in attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, a devotee who actually wants to make progress in devotional service and go back home, back to Godhead, must lose interest in sense enjoyment and associating with persons who are after money and sense gratification. This is the advice of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Niskin chanasya bhagavad bhajano mukhasya param param jigamashur bhava sagarasya sandarshanam vishayinam atha yoshitam cha ha hanta hanta visha bhakshanato pi asadu. Majjhalila 11.8. The word brahmani used in this verse is commented upon by the impersonalists or professional reciters of Bhagavatam who are mainly advocates of the caste system by demoniac birthright. They say that brahmani means the impersonal Brahman. But they cannot conclude this with reference to the context of the words bhaktya and guna vidhanina. According to the impersonalists, there are no transcendental qualities in the impersonal Brahman. Therefore, we should understand that brahmani means in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead as admitted by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, wherever the word Brahma is used, it must refer to Krishna, not to the impersonal Brahman effulgence. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdite, Bhagavatam 1.2.11. Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan can all be taken in total as Brahman, but when there is reference to the word bhakti, or remembrance of the transcendental qualities, this indicates the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not the impersonal Brahman. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Kristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namani Namaste Saraswati Deve Kauravani Pacharani Nirvishesha Sinyavani Pachatali Chikarani. Once again, hearing is emphasized. There are 9 principal activities of bhakti, starting with Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, etc. And each one is absolute. You can attain bhakti by any one. But Shravanam is first on the list and of primary importance. The mechanics or the practice of it is very simple. Every practice has a method. For example, in Ashtanga Yoga, there's 8 steps, and they're very demanding, starting with following the rules and regulations very strictly, niyama yama, asana, and so on. But what is the mechanics of this process of hearing? Not so demanding. You simply have to, as far as external, sit somewhere and hear with your ears from the authorized source. But this simple method is so much stressed in Srimad Bhagavatam and in the bhakti process. Jnane priyasa udapasya namante e jiganti san mukuritam babadiya vartam stane stita sunigitim tanavan manobirye priyaso jiji ditopiya sitaitri bhavatam. You don't have to give up your social position first, become renounced. But you should give up all speculative attempts on your own to understand. That also is easy. Give up something difficult, like speculating. So liberal. Then just sit and hear from the persons in the cyclic succession, and you will capture Krishna, although he is unconquerable. Everyone in this Krishna consciousness movement is engaged in this hearing. And by hearing, we make progress. Sometimes devotees, when they confide about their practices in humility and in honesty, they say, I'm not doing this practice well. When I read, there seems to be no effect, or I cannot remember what I read. But we should take solace that there is a benefit and we are changing. Srila Prabhupada sometimes said to guests, any change that you see in these boys or girls, it has all come about by hearing. And that was a fact. So much so that in the 1970s, when this opposition rose, the Krishna consciousness movement, by irate parents and other opportunists, an anti-cult movement was formed. And they were so outraged that a person, young boy or girl, who was very materialistic, sense enjoyer, after short contact with the Krishna consciousness movement, would completely change, give up all their enjoying habits, sense gratification, and then even change their physical appearance. So they, whether facetiously or honestly, they couldn't figure it out how there was such a change. They had to make up some reason that it was brainwashing, because they couldn't perceive how just by going to the center and hearing from the devotee or reading Prabhupada's books, my nice Jewish son, my nice Catholic son, and so on, could completely give up everything and become a Hare Krishna. But it happened by hearing. So when we take stock like that, we will admit that it is powerful, and we're always getting the benefit, even when we don't think we're remembering. So we should never give it up because of that disappointment. There's a story about a patient and an Ayurvedic doctor that can illustrate the point. There was one person, he had a disease where he couldn't digest food at all. So whatever he ate, it was just passing out to the point where he was going to die. So his friends took him to this doctor, and he diagnosed and then said, you should give this man some ghee 3 times a day, a little bit. So his friend said, oh, the doctor, ghee, such a hard to digest food. He can't keep anything in. This will not do. No, he said, I know what I'm doing. Give it to him. I know that he can't hold anything. But if he keeps taking like this and passing everything out, a little bit of the ghee will stick in as it keeps going through. So they did it, and after 1 week, 2 weeks, the patient gradually gained strength and became well. So, by analogy, although we don't think we are retaining anything, by regularly nastapraya sulabhadvesu nityam bhagavata sevaya, by regularly taking this instruction and hearing the lila of Krishna, it is sticking, some of it, and is accumulating. So It is recommended for everyone, for the topmost Paramahamsas, and especially for those who can't do anything else by intelligent lack of intelligence and so on. The Bhagavad Gita verse 13:26. Again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about Him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death. In the purport to that verse, Prabhupada describes hearing as a kind of concession for unintelligent people in this age. They can advance by such an easy method. So, granted that we should not think hearing is having no effect with us, but still, we want to make progress better than what we are doing. So there are different problems in our practice of shravana. We can try to consider a few of them, common ones. One is the repetitiveness of the material. Even children say, I've heard the Krishna book 100 times. And adults also. So, what to do about this? If we just don't do anything, we try to read faithfully and we go nowhere, the intelligence is dulled by what it takes is repetition, or we give it up. But actually, we have to go deeper into the subject matter with faith that there is so much more there that we haven't understood. And that progressive reading and study will reveal that. Prabhupada used to say that the Prabhupada and also Bhagavad Gita, whenever I hear this dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna, I thrill at every moment. That Krishna conscious person gets a new light from the scripture. So we're seeing some ways in which this is brought out. For example, in the in these seminars, BIHE, devotees are approaching the books that we've read so many times, like now Giriraj Swami, and in January, Dhanadhara Swami will be teaching Nectar of Devotion, which Prabhupada said we should read again and again. But they're analyzing it. They're going to original translations, expanding the references from other parts of Prabhupada's books. And in this way, giving us an ability to see what we didn't see before. And the so-called old material becomes new. So, in a word, we have to go deeper. Or there's nothing wrong with finding new ways to appreciate what is there. Last semester I taught the Krishna book, and we were reading small segments at a time and trying to be very receptive and talking about it in small groups, how it impressed us, and so on. So this kind of approach to overcome repetitiveness. Also, devotees are reading new books, new translations of material in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Six Goswami literature. And this is enlivening devotees with new insights so that we go back again to Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita with fresh eyes or appreciation. One way or another, this repetitiveness should not remain a problem. It has to be worked at. Connected to this is a problem of a general unsubmissiveness in reading. Most of us in the Western education system, we're taught to read critically, withholding wholehearted agreement with what the author says. And we're, in general, unsubmissive. But to to read and get full effect, we have to read with sitting at the feet of the Guru, or actually hear it explained from someone who we trust, who we believe, who we want to hear from. In one purport, Prabhupada says, explaining is more important than hearing, than reading, meaning that the texts have to be explained. So in our relationship with our spiritual master, or in your relationship with Srila Prabhupada, hearing from him as a Shiksha Guru for everyone, by service, by hearing, we must develop submission. And then hearing from such persons who are themselves immersed in Krishna consciousness, who are enlivened to hear, then we become enthusiastic. Dharma sitattvam nihitam duhayam mahajanayena kitasapanta. The absolute truth cannot be known just by reading the scriptures, but where is it then if it's not in the scriptures? It is in the heart of the realized devotee, so follow him. Then another problem in hearing is if our life is just so agitated that we cannot spare the time or cannot become peaceful to hear. And that's connected with this purport, where Prabhupada describes the connection between renunciation and spiritual development. First he says that the more you advance by hearing, you get detached. And then he says the more you get detached, the more you advance. The more you advance, the more you get detached. So they go together, Vairagya Vidya and Bhakti Yoga. Therefore, Krishna conscious life is in the mode of goodness, arranged in such a way that regularly, with eagerness, with discipline, and seeking union with Krishna, we come and hear. That is our regular business. Aside from that, there's other points which, when we consider them, give us hope about what our hearing, which may be in a stuck condition. And that is, although I said that we cannot understand by reading the scriptures, we have to hear from a saintly person. Another side of it is that the scriptures themselves will help us. They are chaitan, or conscious. It's not just a list of questions and answers, or philosophy as a body of knowledge that has no life of its own. We think of books in the library, dead on the shelves, and living beings being people. But in the case of these Vaishnava Shastras, they're actually Krishna, so they are conscious. And therefore, when you make an effort, Krishna says, yayatam nam kapajyante, as they surrender to me, I will reciprocate. So when you are reciting the Sanskrit, not just in classes, but on your own or among friends, satam tasangam mamadirya sambhido, the ideal situation with friends, or alone, then Krishna reveals himself in this form. When Lord Chaitanya was teaching the Atmarama verse in 64 ways, he did it several times. When he taught Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Goswami was so amazed and appreciating Lord Chaitanya, who spoke then, that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he said. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, why are you praising me? I am speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the wonderful thing. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, each and every word is Krishna. And this was also stated by the sages, or asked by the sages of Namisharanya, where is the person Krishna now that he's left his Leela and gone back to Godhead? And the reply from Sutta Goswami was that Krishna is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is as brilliant as the sun and can relieve the ignorance of Kali Yuga. Therefore, with the faith in this, we can go to Krishna directly. And there are examples also of persons who, by hearing, made very dramatic either conversions from sinful life to Krishna consciousness or to perfection. And by hearing about them, we become encouraged. One example is Vilvamangala Thakur, who was regularly associating with a prostitute, but when he heard about Krishna from her, then by that hearing, immediately, he decided to give up his sinful activity and become a devotee, so he went to Vrindavan. And I'm sure you can think of many, many examples. Another one is the Dvijapatni, or the wives of the Brahmins in Vrindavan, or just outside of Vrindavan, between Vrindavan and Mathura, they were living. And Srimad Bhagavatam describes that they heard about Krishna from other ladies, from flower sellers, from beetle sellers. All these people knew about Krishna's activities. And so these pious ladies heard about Krishna, and that was sufficient, that they developed great love for him because of their faith. They were just waiting for the opportunity to serve Krishna. Some of these examples are so brilliant that we cannot expect to get the same result, but we should have faith in them and go on with our own Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. One other point in the purport which underlines the need to hear from the Vaishnava, and that is that the scriptures, the combination of scripture and speaker has to be qualified by the speaker being a pure devotee. So Prabhupada says in this verse the word Brahmani is sometimes used as an impersonal Brahman. We sometimes hear devotees have a doubt about Prabhupada translating these words. They say, Prabhupada says that everything should be as it is, but he, just like the impersonalists make everything impersonal, he seems to make everything Vaishnava. Here's a neutral word like Brahmani, and in the Simonim he says Supreme Lord. Why does Prabhupada do that? So here he gives us in the purport an explanation of the dynamics of this kind of translating. Although the word Brahmani is there, in the context of this verse, the word Bhaktya is there, and the word Gunavidhanena, which means discussing the transcendental qualities. So Brahmani must refer to the person with qualities, and Bhakti means Bhagavan. Therefore, to make it clear, there's nothing wrong with saying Brahmani is Supreme Lord. And if it's a little more than neutral, so much the better for people in this age who are so prone to Sunyavadi, Mayavadi philosophy. But it's not sectarian or misinterpretation when we understand the Siddhanta in the context. Hearing from such potent persons will bring us a gradual development. As the verse says, the devotee should gradually increase the culture of devotional service by constant hearing of the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These pastimes are like ornamental decorations on the ears of the devotees. By rendering devotional service and transcending the material qualities, one can easily be fixed in transcendence in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. So, are there any comments or questions? Read new. Here the the question? Some lady said. I said, one way to overcome tediousness of reading the same subject matter is to read new Krishna conscious books, like translations of Six Goswami literature. So the question is, how can we know whether such books are actually beneficial for us because of their esoteric nature? More or less the question. So therefore we have spiritual masters and senior Vaishnavas to consult. It's a good question, a good warning. Not that we are eligible to read most advanced literatures, especially before we've assimilated the foundation. So even though it may be super excellent, the person has to have some adhikar or qualification to approach it. And to find out, he should ask his shiksha diksha gurus. Yes. Kapila Dev says there is devotional service in the different modes, including hearing in the different modes, ignorance, passion, and goodness. So how do we know that we're not reading in those modes? Well, in that section is described what the symptoms are of such mixed devotional service in the mode of ignorance and so on. Some of the symptoms are that he tends to be angry, envious, he has a separatist attitude, doesn't see God in the hearts of others, and so on. So, if you're performing any devotional service, or shravanam particularly, and you're not getting sublime results, then due to your other activities, you may be reading in lower modes. Prabhupada says we should hear with a rapt attention, but no one can do that unless they have a pure mind. And no one can have a pure mind unless he practices pure eating, mating, sleeping, and defending. So these are some of the qualifications for reading in not only goodness, but transcendentally, following the four rules, so you have a pure mind, and then you can actually hear. If you associate with the lower modes, then when you go to read, your reading will be cloudy or contaminated. You'll read something and impose on it this materialistic attitude that you've been imbibing elsewhere, even in the form of doubt or inability to appreciate Krishna's pastimes. So the hearing takes place within the life of sadhana bhakti, where all the activities become purified of body, mind, and words. Until then we can take it that there's some mixture. But anyway, go on hearing. Anyone else? Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.